If you like variety, then you're going to love this different approach. And it diversifies your revenue, which can be extremely beneficial. I had a student who had a similar setup to this, and she had a family emergency. Her grandfather died, and this pulled her away from offering her service-based work. But luckily, she had a digital course that brought in revenue while she was there to be present with her family. So this is a great way to make sure that you can still bring in revenue even if you can't personally show up for your audience. A digital course will allow you to do that. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. I am so very glad you're here today. So let's kick this episode off with a little trip back in time. Many years ago, when I started my business, I considered myself a service provider. I did some coaching and consulting, but really I was doing social media for small businesses, and I was putting together some of their marketing plans for social media as well. And I quickly realized that that type of business was not my cup of tea. I've mentioned this before, so if you're a longtime listener, you already know this. But here's the thing, just because that approach didn't bring me joy, actually doing social media for other people, that doesn't mean it's not the most idyllic, like dream type of business for someone else. Other people love it. Do I believe that offering a digital course business is the simplest way to run a business? Yes, I do to my core. Do I believe it's the best way to have flexibility in your business? Yes, I absolutely do. But do I believe it's the only way? Not at all. I've seen many people make digital courses a large part or a small part of their business with massive success. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Just because I have a digital course business that I would say 85, 90% of my revenue comes from my own digital courses doesn't mean that there's not different ways to add a digital course to your business. Well, maybe still doing one-on-one service work or coaching and consulting if you absolutely love it. So in this episode, I wanted to shed some light on and highlight some amazing entrepreneurs who offer a digital course as part of their business, as one of their offers, not the only offer. And there are so many fantastic and creative ways to go about this. And I'm excited to highlight some of my students and how they've made it work for their businesses. These are my most favorite types of episodes when I get to tell you about what other people have done for the number one goal of inspiring you. Like, let this episode inspire you. You're going to hear real life audio clips from some of my students who are sharing a bit about what their business looks like, how making a digital course, even just a small part of their business, has benefited them, and things they've learned along the way. But before we get to those, I want to explain the benefits of offering a digital course in your business. Again, please hear me when I say it doesn't have to be your whole business, because you can reap these benefits while offering a small digital course that ties into your other service-based consulting, artwork, or whatever your offer might be. So just like all different areas of business. Now, I know you're going to find value and inspiration in this episode, whether you have a digital course and you're looking to add another unique offer, or you have a business that you think might benefit from adding some level of a digital course. Either way, this episode is for you. So let's get to it. First up, let's talk about a few of the benefits of having a digital course alongside another or even multiple different offers in your business. When you have a digital course in your business, even if it's just a small part of your business, it will expand your reach. So that's one of the first benefits. It will expand your reach, which means you'll bring more people into your world. The truth is, you can only take on so many clients or create so many pieces of work from a time and energy standpoint. So offering a digital course will give new clients the opportunity to work with you. Now, I know my listeners, and I know that many of you want more reach. You want to make a bigger and a more meaningful impact. You want to be known in your industry, right? Hopefully you're shaking your head at all of this. So having a digital course as part of your business is a great way to accomplish this. So that's the first benefit. You're going to grow a bigger audience and more customers if you have a digital course where you're not having to work one-to-one. So next, having a digital course, even if it's just a small part of your business, can help to increase overall revenue. I think this one goes without saying, right? But I have to say it anyway. So more revenue without increasing the time and effort required. So that's something I don't think I talk about enough. I always say digital courses can make you a lot of money, but make you money without increasing the time and effort required each time you have someone new spending money with you. So you're adding another way to work with you, and this could eventually become a passive income stream, which allows you to have more flexibility and more freedom. So you make the course, and then many people can go through it. So the time and energy is already done. Now you get to reap the benefits. And you know how I teach digital courses. I'm a big proponent of one digital course that you launch over and over again, whether it be live launching or automated evergreen launching, but we're not going to keep reinventing the wheel. So this one asset can make you money over and over again while you now have more flexibility and more freedom because you're not constantly starting from scratch. Now, this concept of making money while you sleep, which is what you can do with a digital course if you have it on Evergreen. I know that that sounds a little cringy to some of you. So when I was first starting out, it was all these marketing bros that would talk about, like, they'd stand in front of their Ferrari. I'm not even joking, or like a private jet. And they'd be like, you can make money while you sleep. And I could not relate to anything they were saying. But they were right about this concept of if you take a digital course and you eventually put it on Evergreen, I teach my students how to do live launches and how to do Evergreen. But if you eventually put it on Evergreen, you literally can make money while you sleep. It is a real deal. And you don't need to be standing in front of a Ferrari to talk about that concept. It actually is a real thing that I want you all to experience. So this is not something you can do when you're running a strictly one-on-one, like coaching or consulting business, or even a product-based business, because you are trading time for dollars. You are not, let me repeat, you are not trading time for dollars when you have a digital course. Okay. Another benefit is that it allows you to build out a business that offers various price points. So people can work with you in a big financial way. Like if you do one-on-one consulting, they can work with you and that's more expensive, or they can work with you in a more affordable way, depending on their financial means. So if they need more affordable, that's your digital course. Not everyone can afford you, but more and more people can afford your digital course. So this will lead to higher revenue if you have both happening in your business. And it also makes any high price point options, like for instance, if you offer VIP or one-on-one coaching, that becomes a hot commodity because you can't take everyone for that and it becomes more exclusive. But I love the way that you can offer a higher price point and something more affordable. So now you have something for most people in your audience. And one thing to think about, if you have a coaching or consulting or a service-based business and you offer a digital course, there's so many ways that you can add a digital course to those offers. But one thing you can think about is maybe people have to go through your digital course first. And then from there, if they want to continue on, if they want to up level, then they get an invite into one-on-one coaching with you. Imagine that as the coach, that they've already come to you with so much knowledge and insight from your digital course that you get to hit the ground running with them. Like, that's a really cool way to introduce a digital course into your business. I could go down a rabbit hole here. There's so many different configurations for a digital course and then all the other things you offer in your business. But what I want you to hear is that there's so many opportunities that should excite you. That should make you feel inspired that there's some really cool things you could do with digital courses in your business. And for those of you who love variety, you get bored if you keep doing the same thing over and over again. This should be speaking to your courageous or adventurous little heart, because there is so many different ways you can look at this.
We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy.
All right. So when it comes to making a digital course just part of your business, again, so many combos. And the beautiful thing is there's really no right or wrong. It all boils down to what lights you up and the business structure that works best for you. So I'll use myself as an example. Like I said, when I first started, I did one-on-one work. I did some coaching, I did some consulting, and really the bulk of it is I did service-based work. I did social media for small businesses. And like I said, I quickly found that was not for me. I did not like it. So this taught me that a digital course business was absolutely the ideal business for me. But that's just me. So I want to encourage you to build a business structure that aligns with your passions and what will get you excited to wake up each morning and pour into your business. All right. So here's how this is going to look. I'm going to share various ways that a digital course can work as a small or large part of your business alongside other offerings that you have. Now remember, this isn't a definitive list, nor is it the only way to go about having a digital course as one offer among others. However, I hope this gets you inspired and gets you thinking about new ways to structure your business. If a sole digital course business isn't the way you want to go, there are other ways. So just remember, you could just have digital courses as your business. Again, that is exactly what I do. I do have one membership, but the digital courses is the bulk of my business. And I love that. I don't want to do one-on-one consulting. I don't have a mastermind. I rarely get paid to speak on stage because I choose not to. The bulk of my multi-million dollar business is coming from my own digital courses. That's how I love to run my business. But again, I'm here to say there's other ways, my friend, and we're going to dive into them. So first up, you can offer one-on-one coaching along with your digital course. No surprise here, right? You've seen tons of people do this, and I've talked about it a lot on the show. And I've talked about it a lot because it really works. This might look like offering a digital course that people have to go through, like I mentioned, prior to working with you one-on-one. So again, they go through your digital course and then they get to work with you. Or maybe you want them going through a digital course as they're working with you. You can do what works best for you and your students. Or maybe this is a digital course that closely reflects what you teach in your one-on-one sessions, but those who go through the digital course get less or minimal access to you. That's a great way to do it as well. There are endless possibilities when you merge these two approaches. So I want you to hear from two of my students who have successfully offered digital courses with one-on-one coaching. And they're going to share who they are, what they teach, how a digital course fits into their business, and some other goodies to really paint the picture for you and get you thinking about how you could also do something like this. First, you'll hear from Dr. Rory Alter and then Nikki Hammond.
Hi, my name is Dr. Rory Alter, physical therapist, barbell strength coach, and online educator. My company, Progressive Rehab and Strength, offers worldwide coaching and rehabilitation for recreational through elite level barbell strength trainees and powerlifters using the PRS sustainable training method. Since 2015, physical therapists and physical therapy students have reached out to me for clinical education, mentorship, and support in building a practice that integrates the two worlds of barbell strength training and clinical rehabilitation. I have three digital courses that I created to meet the needs of clinicians and strength coaches who want to build sustainable clinical coaching businesses in the manner in which I have. While these courses do not go hand in hand with our coaching and rehabilitation offers, they teach our methods and systems to individuals who are looking to do what we do in the manner in which we do it. We have two signature courses which collectively lead to the PRS Clinical Coach credential, and a signature business course that helps them take their credentials to the next level through ethical business and marketing practices. While our courses only make up about 10 to 15% of our annual gross revenue, the return on investment is much higher than the one-on-one coaching. In addition, the marketing for them increases the influx of one-on-one coaching clients. It's truly amazing. Since creating our digital courses in 2019, we have refined them and our methods every year. This has given us the confidence to recently start our own podcast that truly embodies the PRS sustainable training method in every episode.
Hi, my name's Nikki Hammond, and I call myself the coach's coach. I'm a master certified coach, a former coach instructor, and I'm also very proud to be a mindset coach in Amy's Digital Course Academy. I live in Sydney, Australia with my hubby, my two primary school age boys, and our dog. We have a Staffy. And Amy Porterfield and I have something fun in common. My hubby is also a fireman. I fell in love with the art form of coaching. So as a coach's coach, I help other coaches deepen their coaching conversations with their clients so they can help their clients embody new thinking and facilitate their transformation. I help coaches let go of the rules that don't feel in integrity with their values so they can feel confident coaching and doing business their own unique way. Basically, I help coaches build a coaching practice they love. I'm also passionate about building a coaching industry that is safe, caring, and ethical. I've had lots of twists and turns in my own coaching journey, and right now I feel so aligned with the people I work with, what I teach, and how I conduct business. I really love what I do, and I love doing it in my UGG boots. I currently offer two things in my business. I work one-to-one with coaches in a personalized high-touch program, and I offer a four-month signature course called the Coach's Course on One-to-One Mindset Coaching. It's been beautifully aligned having these two offers. I love working closely and intimately one-to-one with a coach. I get to know my clients, and together we unravel deep personal stories. In those one-to-one programs, I can meet my clients exactly where they are. I offer personal support, coaching, teaching, and mentorship around all kinds of topics. But there's a limit to how many one-to-one clients I can work with at any one time. The course is a brilliant complement. I wanted to make my work and my coaching more accessible to more coaches. My course has enabled me to put my unique content in one place that's easy to access, so I can help more coaches who are lacking confidence or who are feeling confused about how to build a coaching practice. I want to help those people coach and do business in a way that fits in response to their personal values, their skills, and their experiences. Having a course enables me to leverage my time, and it makes working with me more financially accessible. I also wanted to offer a community experience in my course, and I knew it was going to be good, but the feedback about my live calls and my online community have just blown me away. My one-to-one clients who I invited to join my course are now telling me how much value is added with the group calls and the course. There's something about creating a space that's welcoming and safe to share, to brainstorm and support each other. The Digital Courses Academy's online community was actually one of the first things I fell in love with when I was mindset coaching in there. It was what sparked my interest to enroll in the course. Look, I've learned so much from doing the course, from Amy's lessons, from watching the course being delivered by Amy and her team. I've learned from all the amazing bonuses too, but the experience of being in a community where you're embarking on a similar journey and people are sharing their real experiences along the way, it's profoundly helpful. And I learned that in DCA, and I'm applying it in my own course now too. Right now where I've landed, I feel so proud of what I offer. Look, I'm still figuring out how to balance running a course and how to invite one-to-one clients to work with me. I envisage that I'm going to offer the course a couple times a year, and I'll keep seeing one-to-one clients throughout the year and schedule in holidays. Really, it's ideal for me. I see my success in being a solopreneur, building a business where I get to be me, where I can express my creativity. I meet and work with incredible people. I get to share the power of coaching, as well as participate in growing this industry in positive ways whilst working from home. I'm available to watch my kids do things like run in their sports carnivals when I want to. And I think that's really special.
Okay, so hopefully you enjoyed hearing from some of my students. Moving on, another way to have a digital course as part of your business is to offer it alongside a service you offer. So for example, maybe you train people's dogs, but also offer a digital course that teaches owners how to train their own dogs. Or you offer spotlight digital courses that are short and focused on one or two main areas, like leash walking or potty training. So very specific. So this is great for business owners who love teaching or performing their expertise, but would love to scale their business as well and bring in more revenue, and someone who also likes some variety. So a great student example is from Jody Cantrell Dyer, and she's the owner of Crippled Beagle Publishing. So Jody is a ghostwriter, editor, and publisher, and she offers services to clients who want her to write for them. And also they want her to help them edit their books or support them with getting their work published. But she takes it one step further, and she also offers a digital course called Market Your Way to Readers and Royalties, which guides her students through the fundamentals of book marketing. She also decided to add a one-on-one coaching component to her course, along with downloadable PDFs and guides. So she does a bit of a mix between her services and a digital course and coaching. And if you like variety, then you're going to love this different approach. And it diversifies your revenue, which can be extremely beneficial. I had a student who had a similar setup to this, and she had a family emergency. her grandfather died, and this pulled her away from offering her service-based work. But luckily, she had a digital course that brought in revenue while she was there to be present with her family. So this is a great way to make sure that you can still bring in revenue, even if you can't personally show up for your audience. A digital course will allow you to do that. All right. Another approach I love is offering a digital course alongside a physical product. And this is actually something I'm thinking about playing around with in my own business in the coming years. So stay tuned. But basically, you offer a digital course plus a product. And that product often benefits the course and the course benefits the product. Not in all cases, but I've seen some amazing results with making the two fit together. So let me give you an example. Michael Hyatt and his Full Focus Planner. So his company sells their planner, which is so dreamy. I love that planner. I use it every day. But they also have a few different digital courses that help you to fully utilize their planner. So he has a course called Best Year Ever, and you can bet he's mentioning his planner and how it can benefit what you learn in the digital course Best Year Ever. But when you add the planner, now it makes it even better. So I love that. So here's another example. Another digital course he has is called Full Focus Goal Setting, a proven system for achieving life-changing goals. So that's another course he has. And this course brings you through how to use your planner, not only to set up your goals, but to ensure that you achieve them. So he's using his planner inside a course. A course actually lends itself to the planner. I love that. Also, I want to introduce you to one of my students, Shannon Tripp. She has a successful digital course called Mastering Medical Emergencies for Moms. And recently, she partnered with a first aid company to create an adorable and helpful first aid kit for parents. Now, here's the cool part. On the packages for the first aid kits, she has a QR code that you can scan that will pull up mini video trainings that teaches parents how to handle a specific emergency and how to use the supplies. Now, that's not the digital course she's selling, but it was a really cool way to use a physical product and training videos together. And if they love those short little mini videos, then they're going to start exploring what else does she have. And guess what? She has a digital course. So there's so many different ways you can look at digital courses and physical products, as well as digital courses with, like we talked about, one-on-one coaching and consulting and service-based work. But I'm not done. We've got some more. So moving right along, another brilliant way to tie in digital courses into your business is to offer your course and then sell your work on the side. So maybe you're a writer and you sell your books, but you also have a digital course related to either what your books are on or a system that you use maybe as an author. Or like my student Jane Monteith, she is a talented artist and she offers a digital course, but also sells her artwork on the side. So this is a great approach for creatives and photographers who still want to pour time and energy into their art. So here's what my student Jane has to say about how this business model works for her and her business, along with a few tips for those of you interested in offering an approach similar to this. So take a listen.
Hi there. This is Jane Monteith, collage artist extraordinaire. I have an online business where I create mixed media abstract art, which I sell online. As well, I also create online art courses for all those artists who are looking to expand their knowledge and enhance their art through use of new techniques and different kinds of mixed media into their art. I really love having digital courses in my business. It really truly does go hand in hand with everything that I do because I'm such a creative individual and I love coming up with new techniques and sharing those with my community of followers on my social media. It just then transitions and extends so well into turning those followers into paying course members. And while I love creating art and selling it, my business is really revolving around the digital courses. It's actually 90% of my income annually. And what I personally love about a digital course is that I can launch once or twice a year. And during the downtime, I can continue to feed my creativity. That is the time where I explore and come up with new ideas for future courses that I think my audience and my community will really appreciate. And if I can share just a few tips with you that I truly believe have helped with the success of my business, it boils down to a couple of things. The first being not being afraid to share, especially as an artist. Artists are very protective of their processes and techniques, mainly because they're afraid of being copied and duplicated. But the world is a really big place and there's room for everyone to shine. And while, of course, you don't want to share everything, you want to save some of those juicy things for your online courses. But by sharing and being generous, you're going to bring people into your community and build that trust and really have a loyal fan base following. When you're willing to share, people really, really want to learn more from you. And when you do get to the point where you're ready to open then a course and you bring it out into the world, people are ready then to take that leap with you and become a member of your paid courses. The other tip that I wanted to share is, of course, to listen to your community. If you have a social media presence like I do on Instagram, then you want to take the time to ask questions. You want to engage your audience. I'm really big on surveying my audience, polling in my Facebook group, because I want to know the ideas that I have in my mind, if they're going to be sustainable and they're going to be of value to future students and past students. And your audience will tell you what's working and what isn't. And you get that feedback and you get those replies and you get those questions, then you know you're on the right track to having the correct content within a course. And if you hear crickets and you're not getting any feedback, then it's probably a good idea to stay away from that direction that you're thinking about taking or incorporating into your course. And then finally, my last tip that I think has really helped when it comes to success is to really allow yourself to not be a perfectionist. I tend to have a little bit of that personality trait. And at the end of the day, you have to let that go. If you're going to try to be perfect with everything, then you're never going to get anything done. And several years ago, I was on vacation with my husband when I first decided that I thought, you know what, I'm going to get into this online game, but I'm not ready yet. I need to do this and I need to do that. And I have to have this and I have to have that. And my husband said, you know what, Jane, at the end of the day, you just have to do it. You just have to start. And you're never going to be perfect, but getting it done is better than not doing it at all. And you can always improve. Each time you launch, you can get better. So remember to just stick with your passion, create what you love, listen to your audience, be consistent, and you'll be just fine.
Fantastic stuff, right? I think she offers so many great tips. Okay, next up, many of my students use the approach I'm about to share with you here, and that is to offer a digital course and group coaching or a mastermind. Now, this is a great way to offer different price points and levels of support in your business, and there are so many ways to go about this, just like with one-on-one coaching. So you can have the digital course go hand in hand with your group coaching offer, or you can teach the same thing you teach in your group coaching in a digital course, but offer it for a smaller price point and without the personalized guidance. Some people don't want the coaching. Other people think that they absolutely have to have the coaching. So now you're supporting both of them. So I wanted to share how my student, Rebecca Rankin, how she makes this approach work in her business. She's going to share what she teaches, why she added a digital course, and how it helped her business grow and make more of an impact, and helped her to set boundaries, which I think is interesting. So take a listen.
My name is Rebecca Rankin, and I'm a certified Reiki practitioner and advanced yoga teacher, as well as a certified women's holistic hormone health practitioner. For the women listeners out there, do you ever go from feeling on top of the world one week, like you're crushing your goals and saying yes to all the things, only to find the next week you've lost your momentum and you just don't have the energy to take on anything more? Well, I help educate women in recognizing their cyclical nature. And by doing so, empowering them to use their cyclical hormonal advantage to work with them, not against them. It's through a term that's been coined as cycle syncing or cyclical living. I coach women one-on-one and in small group settings. And we create an action plan that helps them make more mindful lifestyle choices that help them recognize their cyclical patterns, balance their hormones, and empower them to lean into their cyclical advantage. And while working with women one-on-one is so rewarding, I also knew that creating a digital course was necessary so that I could reach more women who I might not have the bandwidth to work with otherwise. So I created a digital course that is a self-care framework that helps women use their self-care practices as a way to connect to their cyclical nature and therefore lean into the hormonal shifts that occur each month. And from there, women can also sign up for my monthly online membership program where women can continue the support through their self-care practices. Now, creating a digital course has been kind of the foundation to my business. It was something that I knew I wanted to create. I just needed a bit of guidance as to how to create it and get it out there into the world to help support more women. It was the catalyst that then helped me create my podcast and other digital offerings. My digital course alone brings in over a third of my revenue, and it also works in conjunction with my one-on-one clients in that I have one-on-one clients that take the course, and I also have students who've taken the course who then want to work with me one-on-one. And with that digital course itself, it's actually helped me set boundaries around the number of one-on-one clients that I do take on just so I minimize burnout. And it's also pushed my edge as to how I could expand to be of service to even more women. Creating the digital course, it's very much woven into the fabric of my business.
Good stuff, right? Okay, so we've made it to the end, and I want to review and talk about your next steps. So to recap, here are just a few ways to make a digital course a small part of your business. You can offer it alongside your one-on-one offering, your service-based business, to go hand in hand with a product. You can sell your creative work and your digital course, and it can be part of your group coaching or mastermind business. The beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur is that you get to call the shots and create a business that you love, one that lights you up and makes you jump out of bed every single morning. All right, my friend, before I let you go, there's something important we need to talk about. If you're listening to this episode right when it goes live, the doors to my program, Digital Course Academy, are officially open. If you've been thinking about adding a digital course to your business, maybe in one of the ways we've covered here today, or perhaps you're like me and you want to create an entirely digital course-based business, I've got the roadmap for exactly how to do this waiting for you inside a Digital Course Academy. So I want you to spare yourself the headache and the overwhelm and the uncertainty and just say yes to this step-by-step program that will get you creating your digital course and get you launching that digital course out into the world quickly. So to learn more or to talk to someone on my team to see if Digital Course Academy is the right fit for you, just head on over to amyporterfield.com/enroll. So amyporterfield.com/enroll. You can get all the details about Digital Course Academy, but do not wait, because the doors do not stay open very long. So thanks so much for joining me for yet another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.